Weapon of choice across the land. No, it wasn't a lute. It was a broadsword plus 20. And he was also carrying a wineskin.
Something not feeling joy across the lands. Oh, joy across the lands. They clap their hands. Natty across the ocean for them.
But don't forget pain. He could make it rain. He can make it rain with terror from his broadsword, slashing through the night for whatever heroic quest was on there.
He would save the world from every dragon in the realm.
This man, his name was Gildeon, and you might think it would have been glory and fame. But although he had a stallion that he tamed, he could not accept girls flaunting their titties at him.
He made them believe he was king of the world, but he was little did they know they needed him on this final journey across the deepest, darkest crevice in the
satchel of gold, but he would not be tempted again. No, he would not be.
Could it buy you enough?
felt creaky just like his chainmail. And he found a little spot next to the river where he could retire and spend his days.
Something happened, wasn't his fault. Now was it? That woman in charge, she called herself the queen of it all. But something was funny, they never saw her with the man.
Diamonds hired his death. She wanted his head on a spike for everyone to dislike him, but she didn't know the might of Gideon. He can wield that broadsword like a magic man,
a magic,
and that's what did
man. Magical man. He had so much magic in his hand.
Next to the river, and what's her face hired a couple of trolls to put him in there. But he pulled out a spear and cut one of its jugulars open, and then cut off its legs and clubbed the other one to death, because he is a knight. His name is Gideon, Gideon, Gideon.